The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The news never stops.
Life goes on around town and around the world. You need a talk show that keeps track of it. A program with bold opinions that's always open to your views.
That is this show.
Welcome to the Mark Davis Show on 660 AM, The Answer.
All right, everybody, hour number two. Come on, 866-660-5759. Welcome. Or welcome back, and be really, just be careful out there today. Make sure you take a jacket. Make sure you take umbrellas. Make sure you give yourself some extra time because it is dreary, it is rainy, it is cold, and it is going to stay that way for a while. You wanted fall? Here it is. Yeah, but I want crisp, sunny, and 60. Well, you got drizzly, rainy, and mid-40s that sometimes with the wind chill feels like some upper 30s. But such is the change of the seasons, and we welcome it all. And we welcome you at 866-660-5759. A magnificent President Trump appearance on 60 Minutes last night. We want to talk a little bit about our country, talk a little bit about the elections, talk a little bit about our culture, talk a little bit about Texas with Colonel Alan West. He'll join us 1 hour from right now. And then at 9:35, here as all of these 50th anniversaries roll out of the various Apollo missions. And I had my say at the beginning of the show today, and I don't need to go through all of that. If you want to go back to the podcast and go ahead and grab that, Rhonda will have the podcast up within an hour after today's show. Listen to the very beginning of the 7 o'clock hour today, and I made clear what I thought about these people who think themselves so smart and so patriotic and so on it, who went after this magnificent movie, First Man, which I have now seen. And when I came out of that, I was so proud of my country, so amazed at the achievement. And I don't even really know whom to blame. Maybe the Telegraph, the British paper that noticed that they didn't have the flag planting on the lunar surface, and then went to director Damien Chazelle and went to star Ryan Gosling, and they just didn't make a big deal out of it. They didn't suggest there was any intentional slight of America. They said it's about Neil's experience. It's very his perspective, literally inside his suit helmet perspective when you're on the lunar surface. And so Buzz, you don't even see Buzz on the lunar surface. They planted the flag together. The flag is everywhere, all over the movie. It is one of the most underinformed, ridiculous smears of a film by people who haven't seen it. So just go back. It's ridiculous. The movie is fantastic. It is beyond fantastic. I walked out enormously proud to be an American. Anyone who has seen the movie will do the same. It is underinformed, ridiculous criticism. Do not let it stand in your brain. Do your own research. Do your own viewing, and judge for yourself. Anyway, I did about 7 minutes more of this at the beginning of the show, so I don't really need to revisit that. But at 9:35, let's go to the real subject matter, because 50 years ago right now, was the first Apollo mission, Apollo 7. Walt Cunningham is the only surviving crew member, and he is our guest of honor on Saturday night, the 20th, and we cannot wait to see you there. At the Frontiers of Flight Museum, because we will welcome Bill Anders of Apollo 8, Rusty Schweikert of 9, Tom Stafford of 10. There's buzz about Buzz. I'll let you know about that if we get that firmed up. But Walt will join us at 9:35, and we'll, because it's funny, because if you saw First Man this weekend, they very, very pointedly show the gut-wrenching day, January 27th, 1967. When the first Apollo crew had been named and they were doing a launch pad test, and fire just ate them alive in that capsule on the evening of January 27th. We were getting ready to be on the moon by 1968. President Kennedy had said by the end of the decade that, like, we're going to have room to spare. Well, needless to say, we didn't fly for the rest of 67, and we didn't fly for most of the rest of 68. And it was like, are we going to be able to do this? Do what President Kennedy had laid out. landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth before this decade is out. Well, when we finally got around to sticking a crew in another Apollo capsule and trying that again, it was Walt Cunningham, along with Wally Schirra and Don Isley in October of 68, 50 years ago, right now. So we'll talk to Walt about that at 9:35, and he will invite you, and I will too, to the Frontiers of Flight 50th Anniversary Gala, and that is Saturday night. Go to flightmuseum.com, flightmuseum.com. Click on that logo and go ahead and get your tickets. Alrighty, 866-660-5759. President Trump on 60 Minutes last night, and we last hour dealt with the president's masterful back of the hand that he gave to Leslie Stahl's ridiculous climate change questions. Do you still think climate change is a hoax? And he said, well, the temperature of the planet changing is not a hoax, but there's no basis for investing literally in job crushing legislation of counterintuitive negative investing in killing the economy on the threadbare basis that human productivity is changing the temperature of the planet. Everything that we're seeing from temperature changes to storm activity, it can rise, it can fall. And you don't know. You don't know whether man is causing that. And Leslie Stahl looks at him and says, yeah, but wouldn't it be something if you just said, I've seen the storms and changed my mind? He'd be an idiot if he did that. But the president was more gracious than that, saying, look, I'm not going to sacrifice the economy. And it was a masterful answer that almost no conservative politicians, no Republican politicians have had the guts to deliver. It was magnificent. So then she wanted to ask about Mr. Khashoggi, the Saudi Washington Post contributor who had gone into the Saudi consulate in Turkey to get some documents necessary to get his marriage license. His fiance was waiting outside. Well, he was apparently brutally killed in that building. And there's a lot of mystery surrounding that. And Leslie wanted to ask the president about that because, you know, it was the majority of the 9/11 hijackers were Saudi, but it's not like the Saudi royal family did 9/11. So it's not like we're going to bomb Riyadh. You know what I mean? But the Saudi fingerprints on all kinds of bad things in over the last decades, have they ever been sufficiently alarming that you reach a point where maybe you don't really do business with Saudi Arabia, even though they have been an ally in the war against terror. They have been an ally pushing back against global jihad. They have been a major purchaser of American military, of aircraft and such. So, how do you navigate that?
The journalist, the yes. Saudi journalist, yes. Was he murdered by the Saudis, and did the prince give the order to kill him?
Well, nobody knows yet, but we'll probably be able to find out. It's being investigated. It's being looked at very, very strongly. We would be very upset and angry if that were the case. As of this moment, they deny it, and they deny it vehemently. Could it be them? Yes.
Jared, your son-in-law, got on the phone and asked the prince. Did he deny it?
They deny it. They deny it every way you can imagine. In the not-too-distant future, I think we'll know an answer.
What are your options? Let's say they did. What are your options? Would you consider imposing sanctions as a bipartisan group of senators have proposed?
Well, it depends on what the sanction is. I'll give you an example. They are ordering military equipment. Everybody in the world wanted that order. Russia wanted it. China wanted it. We wanted it. We got it.
So would you cut that off?
I tell you what I don't want to do. Boeing, Lockheed, Raytheon, all these I don't want to hurt jobs. I don't want to lose an order like that. There are other ways of
punishing,
to use a word that's a pretty harsh word, but it's true.
Tell everybody what's at stake here. You know, this is...
Well, there's a lot at stake.
Yeah.
There's a lot at stake, and maybe especially so because this man was a reporter. There's something, you'll be surprised to hear me say that, there's something really terrible and disgusting about that if that were the case. So
let's spend a second on this. My prayers for Mr. Khashoggi, his fiance, his family, it's a terrible, terrible story. But a couple of things about this, is it what? He was a reporter, so that makes it much worse than if he had been a doctor? a cab driver, a bricklayer, an entrepreneur? I'm sorry. I mean, if you, murder's a murder. I don't spend a whole lot of time focusing on what the person did for a living. That doesn't change somebody's value as a human being. Now, the second thing I want to take a look at, let's say the Saudis or some wheels off zealot at the Saudi consulate in Turkey killed this guy. He had been a vociferous critic of the Saudi regime in a lot of his writings for The Washington Post. Okay. So let's say the Saudi government had it in for him. I don't know if it was a hit straight from the crown prince or, again, some underling going rogue. No idea. But let's say that it's one of those. So we're supposed to, as a result of that, which would be terrible, shun Saudi Arabia and have nothing to do with them. We're supposed to chop off zillions of dollars, as they said, at Raytheon and Lockheed, which means a little something around here, and various other contractors. Really? We have done an enormous amount of business with China, which is a regime of unspeakable evil in some ways. And I'm wondering if Leslie Stahl ever hounded the Obama administration about the kid gloves that they approached Iran with. Iran, one of the major global sponsors of bloodthirsty terrorism. And so we're going to obsess about what the Saudis may or may not have done to one guy. And that's not to devalue. I think I've made clear that's not to devalue that one guy at all. But it just doesn't it kind of cry out for context a little bit? All right. The clock cries out for a brief pause. So let me do that here in just a second. 866-660-5759. 866-660-5759. We talk a lot about the calendar. And coming up. In fact, let me see here. Yeah, starts today. It is the enrollment period for Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and things like this. This is a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for me to tell you about United Healthcare. They take the holistic approach to patient care, taking care of the individual from A to Z, fitness, hearing, social benefits. Now, you've heard of Medicare, obviously. Medicare Advantage gives you, as the name suggests, an advantage in terms of choosing plans, predicting costs. The bottom line is health outcomes. Am I feeling better? Am I doing better? Absolutely superior health outcomes and high satisfaction rates. You know how persnickety people can be about healthcare options. Oh, my doctor doesn't listen to me. It's all confusing. I don't know what's going on. I'm in the dark. Medicare Advantage offers the simplicity and convenience of combining all your coverage into one plan so you have just one card to carry in your wallet, one company to work with. And I want that company to be, for you, United Healthcare. Let me send you to UHCMedicarePlans.com. UHCMedicarePlans.com. They even have Medicare stores, places you can walk in and say, hey, what are my Medicare Advantage options, etc. There's one in Casa Linda, one in North Richland Hills. Again, let me give you two places to go for a bunch of very valuable info. UHCMedicarePlans.com, like United Healthcare, UHCMedicarePlans.com. And there are all kinds of DFW information options, events, people, locations, dates, times, and I want to send you through our website to the location where you can find all of that. 660amtheanswer.com/UnitedHealthcare. 660amtheanswer.com/UnitedHealthcare. Plan choice, predictable costs, better health outcomes, high satisfaction rates. There is an advantage to Medicare Advantage. And here in this enrollment period that starts today, goes through December 7th, United Healthcare, the holistic approach to patient care. Wonderful people, UHCMedicarePlans.com. So last night on 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl brought it all. And President Trump just crushed it. It was just superb. She was asking him about North Korea. It's so funny. You know, once again, President Obama can lay down in front of the Iranian regime, and that's fine. But any kind of partnership that President Trump tries to forge with North Korea, that is somehow sinister.
I haven't done that.
Are you prepared to do that?
Cutting down on sanctions for North Korea.
What does he have to do before
you? No, I'm not doing it. This isn't the Obama administration. I haven't eased the sanctions. I haven't done anything. We're meeting. I believe he likes me. I like him. We have a good relationship. It's very important.
And then we fell in love. Okay?
Excerpt.
No, really. He wrote me beautiful letters. And they're great letters. We fell in love.
I want to read you his resume.
Good
okay?
Lord.
Okay? He presides over a cruel
the school marm.
Depression, gulags, starvation. Reports that he had his half brother assassinated.
Now let's read what Iran does. Iran.
I know all these things. I mean, I'm not a baby.
I know all these things. Why do you love that guy?
Look. I get along with him. Okay.
But you said love him.
Okay, that's just like a figure of speech.
No, it's like an embrace.
Let it be an embrace. Let it be whatever it is to get the job done.
He's a bad guy.
Look, let it be whatever it is.
The Iranian mullahs are bad guys, too.
Energy with him. I have a good chemistry with him. Look at the horrible threats that were made. No more threats.
China.
I get along with him. It's very important. China. Let's go.
Skipping across the world here. You've slapped a lot of tariffs on
$250 billion.
Going to do more?
Might. Depends.
Round three?
They want to negotiate, Leslie. They want to negotiate.
Are you ready?
Look.
Are you ready to?
I have a great chemistry also with President Xi of China. I don't know that that's necessarily going to continue. I told President Xi, we cannot continue to have China take $500 billion a year out of the United States.
And this is what a lot of people do not get. I don't want to say they'll never get it. I always leave the window open for people to suddenly have some epiphany. And by the way, it doesn't mean they have to love President Trump or politically agree with him. But just understand. You have to understand what somebody's doing, even in order to thoughtfully disagree with it. The idea is to be really, really hard-nosed on trade, so that maybe some of the folks who have been rolling us for billions of dollars for years will come back to the table and cut a better deal, so that we will then pull back on the tactics that we have exerted in order to get them to offer the better deal. Is that so hard to grasp? It is if your eyes and ears, if you are blinded and deafened by hate. And that's why the media culture will always get Trump wrong. Let's get into the bottom of the hour, see what's going on with Gordon Griffin. Your thoughts of stuff from the weekend, 866-660-5759. Mark Davis, 8:30, into the newsroom we go. Here's Gordon. Hour from now, Colonel Alan West has a brand new book. It's about America, and it's also about his adopted home of Texas. Can't wait to see Alan West at 9:05. An Apollo 7 crew member, Walt Cunningham, joins us, remembering 50 years ago right now. 50 years ago right now, America had its first three-man crew in space during the mission of Apollo 7. And Walt was on that flight, and he'll be with us at the Frontiers of Flight Museum on Saturday for the 50th anniversary celebration. It's really the first nationwide celebration of all of the 50th anniversary of the various Apollo missions. Got to start with the first one, and that was Apollo 7, which flew for 10 days between like the 11th and the 21st of October in 1968. And Walt was there, and he'll share some with us and talk about some of the folks we have coming. And you can get tickets at flightmuseum.com, flightmuseum.com. It's the Frontiers of Flight Museum in Dallas. It's great. I'm emceeing it, and we'll have a huge time. Well, President Trump had a huge time on 60 Minutes last night, and Leslie Stahl brought her best, or her worst, as you may view it. And she talked to him about having been president for a couple of years, and how's it all working out?
Is there anything that you wish you hadn't said, anything you wish you hadn't done? Do you have any regrets?
So when I won the presidency, I thought the press treats me terribly. I thought very strongly that You know, the one great thing will happen is the press will start treating me great. Leslie, they treat me worse. They got worse instead of better. Very dishonest.
Okay, is this what you regret?
I regret that the press treats me so badly.
Awesome. I'm really asking.
And despite that, my poll numbers are very good.
Have you made any mistakes? That's my question.
Okay. Everybody makes mistakes.
And what have been yours?
I could have been earlier with terminating the NAFTA deal. The problem was I was getting to know the leaders. I was getting to know countries. I didn't want to do it right out of the box. So I waited a little while, but I could have done trade a little bit earlier.
What about the forced separation of children from their migrant children?
Yeah,
from
well, that was the same as the Obama law. You know, Obama had the same thing.
It was on the books, but he didn't enforce it. You enforced it. You launched that the zero tolerance policy to deter families with children.
No,
coming
but then
in.
Everybody decided, and the courts don't want separation. And frankly, when you don't do separate, when you allow the parents to stay together, okay, when you allow that, then what happens is people are going to pour into our country.
Bingo. This is so much of the value of the Trump presidency has been learning how to embrace really difficult truths. Difficult truths are like kryptonite for politicians across the spectrum. Nobody likes to step in front of a crowd and say things that make half the crowd go, ooh, wow, ooh, and get them all uncomfortable and kind of, you know, squirming in their seats. But here's one of them. Here's one of those uncomfortable truths. As jarring as it was to see, you know, 4 or 5-year-old kids, you know, separated from their parents, there are two necessary truths to that. Number one, if everybody knows we're doing that, they are less likely to illegally enter our country. It is a deterrent. It is the job of a law to deter illegal behavior. Silly me, you know how much I love the president. I think he caved a little on this. I think when courts ruled that he couldn't do it, he should have told them where to take a long walk and continued to do it. Because I crave the idea of kids being separated from their parents? Of course not. But here's the other uncomfortable truth. When the parents break the law, the kids are going to get separated from the company of mommy and daddy. If mommy's running a meth lab, mommy might be going away for a while. If daddy robs a bank, daddy might not be around for a couple of Christmases. So law breaking has always and will always result in family separation. So it is basic truths like this, that this presidency has had the courage to address where past presidencies of both parties have failed.
Want to go back to that?
Well, we're looking at a lot of things. Really, what we want to do is change the immigration laws because they're a laughingstock all over the world.
Are you willing, though? I think you're saying it's under consideration.
No, I want all the laws changed.
The
there have to be consequences, Leslie, for coming into our country illegally. And part of the reason I have to blame myself, the economy is so strong that everybody wants to come into the United States.
Can I just ask this simple question, yes or no?
Go ahead.
Are you willing to reinstitute that policy? You said we're looking at everything.
You can't say yes or no. What I can say is this. There are consequences from coming into a country, namely our country, illegally.
I'm not going to ask it again.
You don't know. I really do thank 60 Minutes for running this because there's President Trump in all of his resiliency and there's Leslie Stahl in all of her obnoxiousness and they will. I guess maybe they thought she hit the home run, you know, and listen, in 26 minutes of interview, she asked some thoroughly good questions and Leslie's a remarkable person with an amazing career. She hates Trump just like everybody over at CBS does. And by the way, that's why the obsession over the are you willing to even consider the family separate? Because you, because Leslie Stahl knows, CBS knows what happened when the family separation policy was on the news every stinking night. A lot of Americans didn't like that. I think the president's popularity probably took a little bit of a hit. Republicans uncomfortably had to either defend it or distance from it. In other words, it was a good chapter of history for the Trump-hating media.
But it's the same as Obama.
Okay, changing subjects again. You are the first president of the United States who never had a political post before, never served in the military. You come up here, you've been here for almost 2 years. What's the biggest surprise? And what have you learned since you've been president?
Okay, so I always used to say the toughest people are Manhattan real estate guys and blah, blah. Now I say they're babies.
Who's
they're
the
babies,
toughest?
The political people. This is the most deceptive, vicious world. It is vicious. It's full of lies, deceit, and deception. You make a deal with somebody, and it's like making a deal with that table.
Give me an example.
Well, I don't want to give you an example. I'm not looking at it. In the meantime, nobody's been able to do what I've been able to do. Remember that. When you look at taxes, you look at regulations, you look at making deals with other countries, nobody's been able to do anything like this. Actually, most people didn't even try because they knew they didn't have the ability to do it. But it's a very deceptive world. The other thing I've really learned is I never knew how dishonest the media was. I really mean it. I'm not saying that as a soundbite. I never knew how dishonest.
I'm going to change the subject again.
But even the way you ask me a question, like about separation.
Yeah.
When I say Obama did it, you don't want to talk about
it.
When I say I did it, let's make a big deal.
I'm going to run your answer, but you did it four times.
I'm just telling you that you treated me much differently on the subject.
I disagree, but I don't want to have that fight with you.
Hey, it's okay.
You shouldn't be having any fights with him. By the way, I'm not saying that a journalist can never ask a challenging question. Of course they can. But this is argumentation with a lap full of leftist index cards.
Another fight with you.
Leslie,
okay.
It's okay. In the meantime, I'm president and you're not.
Another setup real quick.
Like no other.
Yes, it is.
He's redefined the office with a governing style that's more freewheeling, in-your-face New York.
Please sit down.
Than buttoned-up Washington.
Right now, we're in a great position.
He's not shy about trumpeting his victories, but some have come with a cost.
This country is divided, polarized.
Oh, and it's never been divided or polarized before. Yeah, the country was, we had, do you remember the unity of the Obama years? Do you remember how everybody got along under Obama? Do you remember how it was just nothing but cotton candy and popsicles and unicorns for those 8 years? Do you remember that it was just unity and peace and everybody got along great? Yeah, I don't either, because it didn't happen.
Within families, there aren't even people who can talk to each other. What does this say about where we are as a country right now? All this division and strife and anger.
I think that what's going to happen, I think the economy is bringing people together. It was very polarized under President Obama, unbelievably polarized under President Obama. I can see the country uniting. I can see it. We have people, Democrats, who behaved horribly during the Judge Kavanaugh. You know what I'm saying.
But when you
during
won
the
that-
hearings for the Supreme Court, we had senators that behaved horribly.
But when you won, you won.
Now, get a load of this. First, a word about unity. And again, I've made clear how much I love and support the president, right? He says, I think the country's coming together. Listen, I think enough of the country is going to come together behind his agenda that we're going to increase our lead in the Senate. And I think it's a very strong possibility we don't lose the House. I also think there's a very strong possibility he's reelected in 2020. That's enough of America coming together behind him that we see those kinds of successes. But we're never going to have unity. We're never going to have unanimity. There's always going to be left. There's always going to be right. It's a matter of how many of each group there are and how motivated they are to vote, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So when Leslie asked him, here's the answer that not even President Trump will give. And by the way, it's fine that he does. Because there's an old adage that says, let everything you say be truth, okay? Let everything you say be truth, but not all truths need to be spoken. Copy that? Let everything you say be truth, but not all truths need to be spoken. Now, if you're president, that's one thing. Since you're me, I can speak all kinds of things like this. There are two kinds of people in America, those who can handle the fact that I won and those who can't. You show me a family. You show me a workplace. You show me a friendship dashed against the rocks since Trump's been president. It ain't the Trump voter that did it. It ain't the conservative that did it. It's the Hillary voter. It's the liberal. It's the leftist who has freaked out in 17 languages and says, I can't stand you. I'm not coming to Thanksgiving. I hate you. You're a Nazi. You're a racist. I hate Trump. And that means I hate you. Now, is that 1,000,000%, 100% all the time? No. But I'm going to tell you, in 80, 90%, it is the Trump hater who caused the rift.
No one is going to argue with that.
Oh, here's the other thing. You ready for this? So President Trump has just laid down how horribly, horribly the left behaved during Kavanaugh. Now Leslie Stahl is about to scold the president for not showing enough love, not giving enough hugs to the people who tried to destroy Kavanaugh's life.
One, instead of saying, oh, let's all come together. This is wonderful. Let's heal all of this. You come out and bash the Democrats.
Well, I bashed their attitude. I bashed their statements.
But why not try to bring us together?
Because they were so unfair.
Why not try to bring us together? Are you high? Why not try to bring us together? Did they try to bring us together? Did the Democrats want unity? Did the Democrats, through their execrable behavior in those Kavanaugh hearings, were they practicing something like reaching out to people who disagreed with them? No. We're in a war. We're in a war for our nation. We are in a war for our Constitution. We are in a war for our culture. Now, that battle, those battles are battles of governance, achieving things in Washington. They should not have to devolve into personal skirmishes. I'm a big fan of the concept of the happy warrior, you know, fighting to win, making clear it's a battle of ideas. That doesn't mean I hate you. It means I disagree with you, and I'm going to try to beat you. I'm going to try to beat you in this battle over our culture, over our laws, over our system, over our Constitution. And when it's over, the way to have conviviality is for the winners to win graciously and be appreciative of their victory, for the losers to lose with some degree of class and humility, and then everybody just dusts themselves off and gets ready for the next fight, because it is always right around the bend. So is another segment. Mark Davis, 851.
Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me.
1968, Barry Maguire, Eve of Destruction. Right into the heart of some of those Vietnam protest records. Here's what's kind of interesting. Barry Maguire is 83 today, and not long after, you know, he had the sort of the one-hit wonder thing, but then went into contemporary Christian music. So, good for you, Barry. 83 today. We're in Fort Worth. Lynn, Mark Davis, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Good
Hi.
Show. Good
thank,
topic.
Thank you. Thank you.
We cannot quit. Even if he wins in 2020, we cannot quit.
No.
Like you say, this is a war.
Yes.
And it's not a, and it's the type of war. It's a psychological battle. It is a principle battle. It is a moral battle. And it's something that we cannot even begin to think about stopping. Everybody that's listening right now cannot be afraid to talk about what needs to be talked about for fear of being attacked by some wild-eyed liberal. This guy, Beto O'Rourke, I don't like to call him Beto because his name's Francis Robert or Robert Francis.
Yes.
This guy, he says the other day that he's not interested in Obama's support or Obama's endorsement.
No.
What a lie. This is Obama. This guy is an Obama.
Yeah, and proudly so, and will bring it, and the echoes of Obama are strong, because Barack Obama sought to hose us into thinking, hey, listen, I'm beyond politics, I'm beyond race, I just want to bring people together and just sort of do what's right without so much focus on what's Republican, what's Democrat. What a complete lie that was, because he then sought, with every day of his presidency, to forward the most hard-nosed radical liberal agenda he could. Beto O'Rourke will do no different. Lynn, thanks. And very seriously. This is not to not only is it not to bum anybody out, it is to awaken us and energize us. It took decades for the left to strangle this country into the sorry state that it's been brought into in a number of ways. It'll take decades for us to fully put it back. And then we never go to sleep. We are no ways tired. We are never asleep at the switch, because they will always, always try to continue to do the things that once worked, to the erosion of the Constitution, the erosion of biblical values, the attack on you for your biblical values, the various things that the left has succeeded. They have succeeded for decades. Now the pendulum is starting to swing. That's why everybody's freaking out, because the change is real. And so we must never, never tire of the battle, because the battle will never subside. Alrighty, one thing does come to an end this hour. Next hour, Apollo 7 astronaut Walt Cunningham. And first up, Colonel Alan West with a brand new book about Texas and America. Stick around.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.